Right, here he's machmir for a goat, more than a kibbutz, to eat it in the sukkah without the shevet.
I said, a goat in the humrah, but not the halacha.
He says it's hayav le'echol the sukkah, v'lo yevarech l'shev the sukkah.
Yeah.
It sounds like it's min ad-din.
No, min ad-din would tell you v'lacha.
Yes, so why did he use the lashon hayav?
Since it tells you lo yevarech means lo min ad-din. That definition must be out, though. That's what he said.
What if he used?
He uses a long
hayav.
He shouldn't say hayav.
He uses the lashon hayav.
Hayav is mashma is.
Even though he didn't say the word.
Hayav lechol v'sukkah.
Which halacha do you read?
Yud Gimel.
No. Well, he told you, you see, but he finished it. Ela im ken ochel mehem veofen shekoveh atzodato aleihem sheochel kshavur arba bitzim, which is 8 ounces.
That
case, hayah. Still, it's mitzat hamra, as we said. That's why he doesn't say beracha. Okay. I told you, there is hasidut and everything. There is no end to that. He said later on, better not to do everything. Okay. Only this. Shabbat, even if he eats 1 ounce, not 2 ounces, he must never eat out of the sukkah. Because the Shabbat makes even 1 ounce a full meal. Because there is a mitzvah to eat a meal. And if you eat kazayit, you are fulfilling the mitzvah. Therefore, you have to eat it in the sukkah. That's the Shabbat Kovat, they call it in the halachot. This is Shabbat makes it kibi'ut. Ashkenazim, they have a different thing. Every time they enter to the sukkah, even without a meal, Sefer Achal Yishev B'Sukkah, which we do not agree with them. Sephardim, they don't say unless they eat a meal. If they don't eat a meal, they don't say Sefer Achal Yishev B'Sukkah. Yes.
He says at the bottom, he brings in the footnote on the bottom, he says, "Bedin achilatu ga yotim kabisa talul b'machloket apostle."
Yeah.
That's why maybe what he used the lashon hayav, just what he's saying.
Yeah, that's true.
Not because,
but again, we don't become halacha. Does not become halacha. Anyhow.
That's
right. The whole holiday of Sukkot. The only mahlokah there is, what is the last, the 8th day of Sukkot? If he has 7 days, must say beracha and sit in Sukkot. How about the 8th? We make a Yom Tov Sheni. Kiddush you make. What do? You sit in Sukkot or not? There is 3 opinions in the Gemara. There is an opinion, you must sit and say beracha and sit in Sukkot. Some they say, no, you mustn't sit altogether. And not to sit. Some say, you sit, but you don't say Berachah L'Shev B'Sukkah. What's the idea when they tell you to sit? Because Yom Tov Sheni, just like Yom Tov Rishon, the 2 Yamim, Yamim Tovim, you have to sit and say L'Shev B'Sukkah. Some they tell you, no, how could you do that? That's called Bal Tosif. What's Bal Tosif? You are adding 1 day. But the Torah told you to do only 7 days and you do 8. This is not allowed. And therefore, you can't say, you can sit and follow the mitzvah. Some say no. If you sit without the kavanah of sukkah, doesn't matter. It's not called mosif. As long as you don't say there, berachah l'shev b'sukkah. The maskana of the Gemara, the conclusion of the Gemara, you sit and you don't say berachah. Here they took it lightly. What is it? And the congregation, they build a sukkah for the sake of those people that don't have sukkah. You know, many people lived in apartment houses in the beginning when they came here, and Bensonhurst used to be the synagogue over there. And many people lived in apartment. They couldn't have sukkah. And they decided to make sukkah for the people of the congregation that don't have sukkah. Of course, when they built sukkah, everybody went in for the kiddush. And okay, doesn't matter, mitzvah, they do. But now, when they built the sukkah, they gave them the meals. He gave them only for 7 days. They didn't give them the 8 days. I remember when I came new here, I'm talking 46 years ago, I told the committee, why don't you give them? There is that they should eat in the sukkah. But I said, no. Since we don't say Berachas Shabbos sukkah, it's not chava. We'll spend money of the congregation for the people that there's no chava there in one. And went on this way. Already a tradition became that they don't make sukkah for the 8 days. Only they do it for the 7 days. And what I would say, of course, ladies are not obligated to sit in sukkah. Why? Mitzvat aser shazeman, girama, nashim p'turot. And this is definitely mitzvat aser shazeman, girama. It has a certain time when you are, well, of course, and they tell you what, the men will eat in one place, the ladies will eat in one place. They don't like it. Okay, they want to enjoy it together. Very good. But many times, the men are obligated. And if there is not enough room for the men, of course, the ladies should understand that they will give priority to the men because they have the obligation to eat in the sukkah. The lady doesn't have this obligation. There is something that's called simcha. What is simcha? A person has to have, there is a mitzvah on Sukkot, to have simcha b'samachta b'hagecha. Mitzvah simcha, of course, that they will sit, ish b'isha, they sit together and eat. That's the reason mitzvah I need. Not because of obligation that the woman will eat, but the man will have more simcha that he sit with his wife. But as I said, the mitzvah simcha there is, but chova to sit over there isn't.
I just know if you don't have a big enough sukkah for the ladies, you better buy a bigger sukkah.
Yeah?
They don't like it if you tell them.
You need a place where to put a big sukkah. Not everybody has the space. There are people, they have a house, beautiful house, but they have a small porch over there. They build a sukkah for that porch. They are not going to break part of the house in order to build sukkah. Yeah.
What happens if you have a porch? Like over the porch, if you have an overhang.
What?
An overhang. You want an overhang? Part of the room hangs over the porch.
Yeah. Part of the roof, you can sit under it.
Cannot.
No. There is another thing, why do you ask that? Sometimes a person builds a sukkah on the porch, but he has an awning. If the awning has to be not open, closed. And even the awning itself, sometimes it's thick enough that you can't sit under it. After you roll it, there is part. You can sit under it. You sit under the sukkah. But the question is, can you do that on Shabbat or not? To open, suppose the rain came, you want to put the awning.
Ohel.
Depend. Ohel. But if there is oil already over there, part, that part is called oil, you're spreading the oil, it doesn't matter. It has to be a certain amount of size that's already thick enough that already oil, and you can spread it more. But if not, it's absolutely flat, it's no good. You can't put, that's oil. You're making oil. Just like you can't open an umbrella on Shabbat, because of oil, the same thing is. The awning would be able to spread it if there is already part that it's oil already. Do you understand what I'm saying? And therefore, you don't close it all the way to become flat already and straight with the wall. Make it in such a way that it will be left a little. In case of rain, open the awning. It's okay. That's called ohel arai.
What if there's some branches from the tree with covering the sukkah?
Well, we spoke about it before you went here. We said branches of tree are no good for sukkah. Therefore, if the sukkah, even though you put the sukkah, and there is branches of tree that already make a shadow without the sukkah, you cannot sit over there under it. Must be shi'ur in the sukkah, that there is enough what size of sukkah requires to be, then you sit in that part that there is sukkah that there is now. Depends. If you remove the sukkah, what would be now? Would be more shady part in the sukkah or sunny? That you have to guess, to estimate, if what is, if the already that gives you enough shade, majority of the sukkah shade is all good. Sometimes even
at least half of a big sukkah.
Sometimes half of the sukkah would be kosher. Depend. If there is three depanot, I spoke about the depanot before, and I said, sukkah, what, how many walls requires to be? I told them that Gaon Mevilna said, look at the word sukkah. Samech, kaf, he. Samech has four walls. Better to make four walls. But it's not a must. If you can't, you don't have enough material, make kaf. That's three walls. You don't have enough material, make he. He, there is two, there is a leg, but make tzurat apeta. What means tzurat apeta? From the leg to the wall, put a strip of wood that will be like a doorway. But not always this requires, depends how big the doorway and how big is the leg. If there's shiur in the leg and this less than three tefachim, it's okay, that's already wall.
So if you have at least three walls,
that's right. Three walls, definitely. Many times, many people, they have three walls and then one side is open. It's okay, it's kosher. Of course, they tell you better that you will go to sleep, you put three or four walls. There are some people in our community, they have a steam in their sukkah, they have windows, they have everything. And Moshe Shalom, Alav Shalom in West Fork and Avenue P used to have a beautiful room. His sukkah was gorgeous. That's not now I'm talking. The time we used to be in Bensonhurst, 40 years ago. There used to have windows open, used to have steam in it, everything.
But that's not the idea. The idea is you leave your comfortable house and you go outside the sukkah.
Still it is all right. His house is different and the sukkah is different. Don't worry, when you leave sukkah open and that's all right. That doesn't become, the walls doesn't matter. The walls you can make the panot from bozel metal. The question is only when you make a metal, suppose you make a metal or anything, you come to put the sekach on it, the sekach leaning on the metal directly is no good. Therefore what you put strip of wood over it and then the sekach is on that strip of wood. That means the sekach should not be supported by something like a bem tuma. Eligible to get tumah. Mm-hmm. I explained before what does mean eligible to get tumah. We explained the conditions, what are the material of things of the sukkah. Why they call it sukkah? There has to be a wall. But wall doesn't matter what you made them from. As long as it is firm, wall, could be from anything. But sukkah has certain conditions what to be made from. That's why they call it sukkah, named after the sukkah, because the sukkah has special laws. Anyhow, we have sometimes. Now we are talking from one thing to another. We spoke about the Sharuda, that's very, very important. Now there is the Arba'a Minim. Arba'a Minim, the Torah said, Vulkahtem lachem bayom rishon, peri etz hadar, kapot temarim, בענף עצעבות והרבה נחל, ושמחתם לפני השם אלוקיכם שבעת ימים. If you pay attention here in this pasuk, there is contradiction. At the beginning he said, לקחתם לכם when? ביום הראשון. ביום הראשון means one day. Then he said, ושמחתם לפני השם אלוקיכם שבעת ימים, 7 days. Is it one day or 7 days? But if you pay attention to the wording, you find the answer. ולקחתם לכם ביום הראשון פרי עץ הדר. That is only one day. כפות אמרים, שמחתם לפני השם אלוהיכם. The שמחה is 7 ימים. That means from the Torah, the פרי עץ הדר, כפות אמרים, ענף עץ אבות, רבי נחל, only one day. But the שמחה is 7 ימים. But חכמים came and said, with the Rabbanan, you have to do also all these Arba'a Minim 7 days. That means not only one day. Therefore, Yom Rishon with the Oraita. The rest of the days with the Rabbanan. That's why there is many dinim applies to Avraham Minim. All these dinim will apply to the first day. But the rest of the days, many of the dinim do not apply. That's why you see among the people, Ashkenazim, they used to say, Rishon, Rishon, Rishon. When there is, the first day is not on Shabbat. So, you have to be careful more with the Avraham Minim. When the first day is on Shabbat, doesn't matter, because you go on the Sheni. And according to the Torah, if the Yom Rishon comes on Shabbat, we were supposed to have Avraham Minim to do it. Why we don't do it? Yezera, Hakamim. Because maybe they won't carry it at Shabbat. They stopped the mitzvah of the Torah because they worry maybe somebody will carry it and will become Hidul Shabbat. Imagine how important it was, the things of mitzvah Shemirat Shabbat, Hidul Shabbat. That they stopped the mitzvah Aseh of the Raita in order not to cause anyone to make Hidul Shabbat. And this is what we say. This year there is no Rishon. It's all Sheni. Many of the Torahim are Kesherim, even if you don't see themselves. But there is Chibuv Mitzvah. To take Hadar, since the Torah says Priya Etz Hadar. And doing the Rishon definitely needs to be Hadar Mu'dar. Same thing the rest of the days that they are Mu'dar Rabbanan. It's better to have it Mu'dar. And that's what we do. Even for posthumous more for Muda, the Gemara said, how much more a person will spend money in order to take Muda more than the one that not Muda, Achalish. One third of the price more, you thwarted to give it for Muda. And this is Rodalan Peri Et Hadar. Peri Et Hadar, our rabbis told us, this is the etrog. Or do you know price of that love? Some people they tell you, oh, I believe the apple is much nicer. It's Buddha. Some will tell you the pomegranate is nicer. Yes, but Abu Hakamim said, why not only Hadar is Mehudar, Hadar Ba'ilan Mishana Lishana. That means there is some food, there is season, not only. But this stays from year to year, and the tree. That's the only one, which is the etrog. Yes, sir.
Rabbi, how does the Shabbat change the sukkah? You're going into the sukkah.
How the Shabbat
changes the sukkah obligation of going into the sukkah, bringing food into the sukkah.
In other words, carrying it to especially
at the room. I don't understand.
Like carrying, bringing things into the sukkah on Saturday.
I will bring it on Shabbat.
You can just bring it in?
I don't know. If it is part of your house, you just bring it in.
It's not. It's in the backyard.
Oh, in the backyard. What do you have in the backyard? You have walls?
No, from the house.
How do you go from the house to the sukkah? You have an opening?
Yeah, you walk to open it.
Well, you have to see to it that you can't. You have to go. What means opening? Depends. Sometimes yes, sometimes not. I can.
The alleyway.
The alleyway. You have the side door of the house.
Right.
And you go into the sukkah.
Not directly, Rabbi.
But sometimes it's directly. That's what I say. It depends. Why I say it depends.
It's like 10-15 feet.
That's your property.
10-15.
Oh, but
that still depends. Even if your property, if there is an opening to the street, that means there is no enclosure, within enclosure, definitely you need some kind of fixing that you will be able to take it to the sukkah. You make something like a doorway, like a roof. You have to make a roof to be able to go to the sukkah. Sometimes there is another thing. There's two family houses, one up, one down, and you live upstairs. And the sukkah downstairs. You can't take the food from your house to the sukkah.
You cannot.
No, you can't. You have to have aruv hatzirot. You have to make aruv with the one who is downstairs. There is many things to it. The Medini Torah al regel ahad, we're not going to do now, but because then I will start very long subject about it. It's very important to know that some of them, they used to be in the sukkah in the backyard, and the one upstairs, from his windows, he takes the food with the basket, and he gives it there, but provided he made Arub with the one under, because that backyard being used by two families, they have to make Arub between them. It's okay as long as they don't have opening to the street. And what's called opening, what's called not opening, that's another thing. How do you close it? As I said, sometimes you make Surat HaPetah, you make it like a doorway. There is by one strip from place to place will be enclosed, it will make it Surat HaPetah. We don't go to this. Now, I'm saying, what?
Closed, you just walking downstairs from the house to the backyard, you have no problem.
That's right. If there's an enclosure or nothing.
If he's the landlord, Rabbi, does he have to worry about providing it's closed off to the street, but if he's the landlord, he still needs Eruv Chaserot?
If the other one going to use it,
no,
yes.
For him. He's on the second floor. He's the landlord. He wants to lower it from the
floor. I said, if there is another one using that part, property, you need.
Yeah?
Yeah. As long, even if you are the landlord, there is a tenant in the other place, and this tenant has the right to use that yard, the part of your property that the Hatzer is being used by both of you, you need Eruv Hatzerot. Once two families are using it, the property needs Arubi Hatzerot. Sometimes the other one is a goy. You can make Arubi Hatzerot with a goy. If two families, one is goy, one that you have to rent the place from him with money, that he gives you the reshut. With it used to be Ike Franco, used to live there. I told him, this is what you have to do. Rent it from him. Before we move to his house.
Yeah, next road he's going.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Now, as I said, Peri Etz Hadar is the Etrog. Some Baalei Musar, they say, but you know what you take with you? You take only the fruit of your mitzvot. But the main mitzvah, the reward of the mitzvah, Olam Abba. Here you get only dividend. As they say, Sechal Mitzvot by Alma, Leka. Reward for the Mitzvot, they don't give you, because if they don't give it to you here, they cheat you. Reward in Olam Abba is much greater. Why should he get only a little candy instead of getting a green bill? Something good? Only a little baby will take the candy more than the money. They tell you, main reward is there. Here you get a little bit. Here you get the candy. That means, of course, there are certain mitzvot that you get a reward in Olam Hazeh. Already, the Torah said what are the mitzvot. But there is one thing that all agree. If you do the mitzvah with joy, when you are enjoying it so much, for the enjoyment, you get reward here. The mitzvah itself, Olam Haba. But enjoyment that comes from you. They said there is a pasuk, mi hikdimani ba'ashalem. Who did something ahead of me? Let him come and tell me, and I will pay him. And if he doesn't, he can't come and ask for payment. What is it? A person saying, oh God, you said I should circumcise my son. Yeah, I have to be rewarded for it. Are you doing? You have to. You got rewarded before you did the mitzvah. God gave you the son. Person said, I put mezuzah. Lucky you that God gave you the possibility to have a house. The reward you got before you do the mitzvah. There is nobody that can come to say, I did pay me. Except this. I told you to do mitzvah. I don't tell you, you have to enjoy it. But once you enjoy it, it comes from you. This is what the books Ba'alei HaMusar said, how important to do the mitzvah b'simcha. When you read in Shabbat, when you read the reading that they read, there is b'shlimu b'chedva b'ra'ava. When you do the mitzvah, you do it complete, you did it b'simcha, you did it b'ratzon, willingly, and you are very anxious to do it. This is the mitzvah that a person gets a chal, ba'olam Hasidim, they say, hachana le-mitzvah, gedola min-mitzvah. The readiness, the preparation that you do for the mitzvah is greater than the mitzvah itself, because it comes from you. The mitzvah comes, God commanded you. But the hachana that you do, since it comes from you, it's greater. And this is that's olam hasidut. I'm not going to say. We'll go back to this. The first God said, "Ulkachtem lachem v'yom rishon peri etzadad," which is the etrog. Kapot temarim is what? Branches of the tree, which is lulav. But the branches of the tree, of the tree, you see them so wide open. Who told you this? Why did they take this lulav? So exactly, those branches are from the lulav. Lulav, when it is still new and closed, then it becomes open and spread very, very big. Kapot. Who said that word? Kapot is a kafut. Kafut means close. Kapot temarim, kafut. Kafut means close. That's why you see they check the lulav open. So every leaf, every one, it comes from twin, like two. There is one back and two. And if this will be open, that is not good. How much open is not good? Some they say, if open, most of them. Some say, no. If the middle one is open, even one is not good. One will be the middle one. You know, there is a middle of the top. If that one is open, it's not good. Therefore, they take the lulav. They check it so much to see. Everyone sometimes very, very difficult to know if it is really two or one. You have to see from the bottom with your nail. You open two, and then you look, is this closed or not? This is kapot temarim. Va'anaf etz avod. This is, our rabbi told us, hadas. How? Because the stem of it is thick and there is branches. And they say there is has to be three alim in one line, one straight circle line, three. If not, they call it hadas shote. It's not hadas. Hadas has to be, that's what they call meshulash, triple, that they come from one area together, one straight. There is one and two, no good. There's one low, two higher. The hadas is no good. Imagine, this is how important to pay attention. Not only that, let's see, if there is the top part is cut, the whole hadas no good, even if it's mashulash. If you see the top, already the tree fell, no good. The arve nahan, they take aravot, they told us exactly what's called arava. Arava, many, many times, you think it is arava, and it's not arava. If you depend, you look at the leaves. If the leaves look like a saw, it's not kosher. They call it tzapsefa in Shulchan Aruch. This is no good. It has to be smooth. But the arava that we have today here. But there are certain trees, they look exactly like arava. But there is like teeth over there, the edge. That edge is no good. This is no arava. Then why do they say arve nahal has to be nahal? If I put it in my backyard and there is no stream or water, there's no river, there's no kosher, it's kosher, but they tell you which one is arava, that's the one that usually go near the stream of water. Now,
the other one can't grow near the nahal? The other one, the tzapsefer.
They say usually not. Most of them by the Nahal, that's the Arabah. Now it says, "Ulkachtem lachem." What is it, lachem? Unkahtem. Gemara said, Lachem Shelachem. Must be yours. Must be yours, that means you own it. When they come and say, I'll take, you love somebody else, Sebelacha on it, you can. It's to be yours. Therefore, if you take it from your friends, he has to give it to you as a gift. It's yours. So I'll give him the gift, then I lose it. I need it for tomorrow. Give it to him, Matana al Menat Lahazir. Matana al Menat Lahazir, Shema Matana. If he takes it from you, he doesn't return it, that's Gezer already. Then he doesn't do the mitzvah. Therefore, if you tell Matana al Menat Lahazir, it's still yours. This is what Ukahtem Lachem Shelachem. Person comes and says, okay, I'll give it to a child. The child comes, he wants a sevelacha. He'll take it. Once I give it to him, it's his. Once, and say, the child will give it to me back, there's a din, katan kone ve'eno makne. Because he can get, but he can give. Because his giving, it doesn't have da'at. If it doesn't have da'at, you can't take from the katan. I can take the katan, will be a gezel in my head. Ooh, the masba, what they do? They say to tell you, don't give it to him. And just hold it with him when he takes. You know, sometimes children feel bad if you don't give them. If you don't give them to Sebelacha, some they don't want. Some other people, they want to give it to the children. Some the child feels very bad. I tell you, it's not fair to make him feel bad. Hold it with him. As long as you didn't take it, leave it out of your hand, still it does not become his. And therefore, that's what they do.
In Syria, we had only one. In Halab, we had only one lulav for the whole.
Yeah, but not for the children.
No. One lulav for the whole community.
For the community, for the adults. Because all is. Once they have one from belongs to all the people, shutafim, it's okay. But even if not that, if one brings it his own and give it to others, but then I'm not a hazir, it's okay. What's your name?
Yeah.
Huh? Khabib? You are Salim Khabib, son or Gansan?
Nassim, son.
Gansan?
Nassim Khabib, son.
Yeah? You are the son. I didn't pay attention. I didn't see you. I see all your brothers. I don't see you. Where do you go? Yeah? I don't remember seeing you. Okay. Then we'll go back to this. Then the Arba'a Minim, what is the idea of the Arba'a Minim? That we give thanks to God for all these trees that He has given us. Because all the three, the four kind of trees, are very beneficial to us. Beneficial in many ways. If there is fruit, for the fruit. Even if there is no fruit, pre'at sadam kapotam arim, there is fruit. There is dates and etrog. But anaf et sabot, it's also good for us. What's good? Any tree is good. There is oxygen for the air. For the air, always trees are very good for the air. You take wood, you build windows, frames, everything, doors, everything. There is even avenahat. So of course there is wood. Besides that, there is many times they plant trees just not to have, God forbid, those swamps that there is, just, you know what an outside used to bring the plants from Australia. They said it was good for against malaria. When they started building the Israel state, when the immigrants started coming to build the land, many people died from malaria, from sicknesses, what? From the germs that there is from the bugs over there. What did they do? Right away they planted trees. They dried all the swamps over there, that there was no malaria anymore. I remember I was in Africa. I was in South Africa. All of a sudden I get a call from Belgian Congo. Belgian Congo, what they call today Mozambique. They're different names today. The colored people took over. But Belgium had under its control that. And the Congo, I get a call from there, call that's very long distance. What is it? rabbi over there, his name rabbi, he said, I don't know, a lady came to me, she wants to sell her child to me. I don't know, what is this? What the idea? I said, what's the matter? Does she have any problem? He said, yes. The woman is stricken with that malaria. Every child that she gets pregnant, the child, after he's born, a few days, he dies from that sickness. And she can't have children. And she said she wants, I don't know what to do. He said, okay, we will do it. You'll do it? Yeah. What did she do? When she heard there is a rabbi in South Africa that they were doing, she took a plane, she came to me. Yes, what do you want? I want to search her. I said, sure. I took a number of lira sterlings. I gave her. I said, the child will be mine. She said, okay. She was pregnant. And then she went. After a few months, she gave birth to a child. And the child lived. And she wanted me to go to Virgin Congo to be in the Milader. I said, I can't take a plane. But I give you the right. Go ahead. Make that, even though she sold him to me. I said, go ahead. And Baruch Hashem, the child lived. After years, I went to Israel. She wrote me a letter. The child lived and everything. That means it's already mine, not her. It was Gezerah on her.
You never sold the baby back to her?
Hmm?
Did you ever sell the baby back?
I never.
She's never used to
it. No.
Look, not
No, of course. We come, we talk. The idea, of course, to give thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for whatever He gives us. This is the whole idea of the Abamini. But our Rabbi said there is something else. What it is? We pray HaKadosh Baruch Hu that will give us a good year, that all this will grow to be for our benefit. Not that comes a storm, it's breakers, all kind of things that can happen that destroy all our trees. And that's why I come from this camp, the Nainoim. What an Nainoim that we wave to this. What is the waving? We come from every side. If there is anything that comes from this side to harm all the plants that we have, this is the idea to stop all kind of things. When we do that, we pray, oh God, see to it that it won't come something from this side to destroy our trees. Or the other side, that the simple thing, be not Kabbalah, of Kabbalah. We don't go to the Kabbalah now. And the Peshat, this is the Nanaim, to pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But if you pay attention in the prayers of Hoshana Rabbah, the special prayers that we call Hoshana Rabbah with our Kabbalah, and they tell you about the Trog, Gula, Badas, Araba, besides the idea of the trees, they tell you, if you look at these trees, everyone has a symbol of certain parts in our body. Etrog, Adomel, and Lev. The etrog looks like the heart. The lulav looks like the spine of a human being. The hadas, the leaves are like the eyes. Araba, like the lips. Most important parts of the body, they tell you, we are asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu that give us good health in our body. This is symbol to our body, but not only that. Be careful with these things. Your heart should be pure. What you are doing for the sake of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when you do the mitzvah. And be careful with your eyes. The eyes who rotatu ahare levavchem v'ahare anechem. But the Gemara said, Ayin ro'a v'alev honed. There are certain things you run after what you see. You see and you have a desire to possess this thing. I'm not talking about ladies and Shema Yisrael. This is the worst thing. This is Ayin Ra'a. You look and you look and you burn. Yeah. Burns your heart that you want. I don't know. You want help, you want that, I don't know, anything else. Or you see beautiful heart another one has, you envy it. You send someone, ask him, listen to me, advise you to sell the house. Prices are going to go down. And he runs to sell. You become the customer right away. In order to possess that house. That's the worst thing. This is not tahmud. That's what I say. Ayn ro'a ve'alev hamed. العربي بيقولوا بده يلحق شهوات الدنيا بده يشتهي ها رصا تاكل he wants everything ده العلقه شتي بنات هب هب اعطيني هات بس ده بسوك ان ذا بايبل now this is that says عين which is that's عربه صفتان what to say what careful with these parts of the body. The spine, we know that's the most important part that connecting the whole body. Oh, loving that. If there's anything in the spine, when the marrow, when the veins, and you can see the life of a person can be paralyzed altogether. That's very, very important. And up to the person, what does he do with the mitzvot of the Torah? He wants a Kadosh Baruch Hu to give him good health in all these parts. Yeah. So they say, Ashir. What is Ashir? Aynayim, Shinayim, Yadayim, Raglayim. That's Ashir, the word Ashir. And there is a sentence in the Mishnah. Ezehu Ashir, Sameach Behevko. Who is a real wealthy man who is content with what God gives him? But there is once I heard from simple man saying, said, Ev in Arabic. تبسط في اسم تو مو اسم تغيره تبقى فهمني أكثر أنا ما بعرف هيك اسمعي تبقى أنا بفهمك I told him I'll explain to you and he said really David the Melech Asa Kadosh Baruch Hu unfair you created a world one child is born to a father who is a millionaire then the child becomes a millionaire the one child his father is poor the child becomes poor is that fair these two children are both born innocent Why is millionaire, one is not millionaire? Why? What do you want me to do? So David Amelach said, give every person that gets born $1 million. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told David, David, you want to teach me how to build and to create the world? He said, David Amelach said, Yeshev Olam, Yeshev, make it settle. He told him, Hesed ve'emet man yinziru. I created a world that people will be kind to each other. They don't need no kindness anymore. What you have, I have. And there is nothing. Then I created it, Olam Hesed Ibaneh, to make Hesed. Then there is no Hesed. But your question should be, why this one the Ashir, this one the Ani? That's my business, not yours. I know everything, because if it is Ashir or Ani, that's test. I know what's better test to give to the person. This is exactly what we're saying that Hesed HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I mean that, therefore, they come, when you give to the Ani, remember, this part that you give to Ani really was his, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to you to be in your pocket, that you will then, will come the time you give him his share. It's saying you want to enjoy life. Enjoy. The Mishnah said, enjoy it. Enjoy it with your share. Don't enjoy it with the Sheikh of the Ani. Sheikh of the Ani, give it to him. When he comes, he spends something, $40,000 on something. There comes the Ani, I don't have money. What am I doing? If you don't have money, what do you use all the 40,000? 40,000, 20 is yours, 20 belongs to 20 belongs to the Ani. So how did you use it? You want to enjoy your life? Enjoy it with your share, not with the share of the Ani. Anyhow, this came because I said, Ashir, Ainaim, Shinaim, Adam, Adlaim. This may HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us the possibility to fulfill the mitzvot properly. By doing the mitzvot properly, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will shower his blessing upon us, and Be'ezrat Hashem, this Sukkot will become the holiday of joy and happiness in full sense of the word, not only from our side, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's side that will let us enjoy it. In the full measure, amen. Amen.